Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yedid Nafshi, Yochanan Meir Ben Chai Rochel, and his whole family. Parashas Bereishis, based on the Torah of the great tzaddik, Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen Harberman of Ranana, Vayasa Lekim Asarakiya, Vayabdel Ben Amayim, Asher Mitachas Larakiya, Ben Amayim, Asher Me'al Larakiya, Vayihi Chayin, and Hashem made the sky, and he separated between the water that's under the sky and the water that's above the sky, and so it was. When Hashem created the world, he made a havdalah b'maaseh bereishis between those that nevraim that are above the rakia and the nevraim that are under the rakia, and the nevraim atachtonim shelamatim in rakia, like man, earth, and everything on it. They are physical creations. The nevraim alyonim are spiritual creations. It says in the Sefer Igra de Kala of the Bnei Yisachar, we have to understand why the Torah first said the lower waters, Amayim Mitachas LaRakia, and then only it says Amayim Shamei Alarakia. First it says the lower waters, which are the physical waters, and then the spiritual ones. Why does it go in that order for it to start with the spiritual? So explains Morena Barabenu at Sadik Miranana, based on the Alter Rebbe, Alatanya, writes that the Mayim HaChatonim HaGashmim are the Metzias HaGashmis, the physical reality that we see opposite our eyes, Ol Nyanei HaGashmis Shel Olam Hazeh. And there you have holy sparks, godly lights that are very, very high, because their source is from an incredibly spiritual world, sublime world called Olam HaTohu. And therefore, the level of the Gashmis is higher than the spiritual sparks and godly lights that are in the upper worlds, upper waters, the angels, the Olam HaSelyonim, which is the Shorish, that's from the Olam HaTikun. So the principle of the Baal HaTanya is that those physical beings come from Olam HaTohu. Gashmis comes from Olam HaTohu, the world of desolation, which is higher spiritual world, in the Olam HaTikun, which is where the spiritual beings come from. And the explanation is, in the Arizal and Sefer Eitz Chaim, that in Ma'aseh Bereishis, B'Briyas HaOlam, preceding this world, this Gashmistika world, in its present form, is the Olam Ruchni Gavoh V'Na'ale, this very spiritual, elevated spiritual world that Hashem created first, and that's called the Olam HaTohu. Before the Briyas Olam HaZeh Gashmi, we have the spiritual world called the Olam HaTohu. It says, Ve'aretz HaYisrael Tohu Vavohu, Tohu Vavohu. And there's shown an incredibly powerful spiritual light, godly light. And because of this great light, there was a process, famous Kabbalistic process called Shviras HaKelim, where the vessels were broken. Olam HaTohu was broken, destroyed. It could not contain this great light. And that's what it says in the Medrash Rabbah. Hashem would create worlds and destroy them. Olam Bara Olam Samachriven. Because the worlds couldn't take the great light. That's what happened to the Olam HaTohu. So the light was too great, so it broke. And then the sparks fell. The Shivrei Kelim fell down to Olam Hazeh, to this world. And then from that, this world was created, and all the Gashmis of this world. And that's the creation of this world in its present form. Which is called Olam HaTikun. And here in this world, the godly light isn't shining so clearly, like in the Olamas Ruchim Elyonim. But what we have to do is we have to invest a great amount of effort in Avodas Hashem, in order to be merit to reveal the godly truth that's hidden in the depths of these Shivrei Kelim, which are the Olam HaZeh Gashmiim. And only because of this long process of the revelation of this great light in Shviras HaKelim was made possible the outcome of a mitzius, of a reality of free choice and reward and punishment. And therefore the Torah says, first the Pasuk, Amayim Asher Mitachas LaRakia, the Gashmiis Tegamayim, which is this world, for Amayim Shemi'al HaRakia, the spiritual world, since at the root, the physical world is higher than the spiritual world. Because our physical world comes from the Olam HaTohu, And the Dvarim HaRuchnim, their Sharesh is in the spiritual world called the Olam HaTikun. That's not as high as the Olam HaTov. So even though, yes, it fell down to our world, and now it's lowered in physical, but still, since the physical is rooted in the Olam HaTov, therefore it came first. So the Tachlis of Bria Olam is transforming darkness to light, the spiritual to physical, and that's done by fulfilling Torah and Mitzvahs, which are a list of the guidelines of the Creator for the purification of the world, how to purify the world, and reveal in everything physical the holy spark and the spiritual divine power that fell in the Shviras HaKelim from the Olam HaTov. And that's done through us, Bizman HaGalus, by Kiyum Torah, and Mitzvahs B'Mesiris Nefesh, when a person's Osek involves himself B'chol Libo B'chol Nafsho with all of his heart and all of his soul in revelation of the truth. Specifically in the place of Sheker, in the lowest place of the chain of the world, in our world, Olam Asiya Gashmi, HaTachlisi, Dafka B'Olam Azeh Gashmi. So, the Tachlis is this world, and our Gashmi is Tikkun Meisim, because that's what fulfills the will of the Creator, when we draw Kedusha down to this physical world, in such that the world can contain it. Chazal say, HaMaisa Hu HaIkar, because the Tachlis, V'Vriyas HaAdam, purpose in the creation of man and the read of his neshama to this world is to bring to the revelation of the light of the neshama, dafka specifically in the lower levels of the soul, and doing maisa mitzvahs, physical actions in the physical world. That's how we bring the godly light down, and every mitzvah purifies the gashmiyastika, the material object which we're using, and also purifies the person who's mekayim that mitzvah. And that's how we prepare the world for the Gula Hashlema, then the great light of God will shine that is found in these Kashmiyastika materials. And everybody will see it, and that's the light of the Geula. And that is not going to be a reward for our Avodas Hashem that we did in Olam HaZeh all of our lives in the time of the Gullus, but rather it's going to be an outcome, an outgrowth, a direct outgrowth of this Avodah. In other words, every mitzvah that we do prepares another chelek gashmi sheba olam, another material physical portion in this world for the revelation ultimately of its light, and brings the light of Torah and Kedusha to this physical object. And the Gula Shlema, we're going to see with our fleishiga oigen, with our physical eyes, we are going to see the spirituality that we brought to our physical world. Meher v'yameinu amen. And with this we can understand what it says in the Tikkuni Zohar Yutnes Beis, the Mayim HaTachtonim HaGashmim cried when HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated them from the Mayim HaYonim. And they said, we also want to be before God, because the Nitzotzes HaKadusha, these spiritual sparks that are scattered in Olam Yonei HaZeh, are crying out, we also want to become spiritual and to be Zochet to this Maila, to be before the King, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malkul Shel Olam, to be a Krovim Eilav, like the Mayim HaYonim Ruchnim. And with this we can understand, where it says in Maseches Chagiga, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a very high place called Mistarim, his hidden place, Giga 5b. And there's no Rishus for any Malach to enter. It's called Batei Gavoi, the internal homes, Batim Pnimim. And there HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bochad B'chia Rabba, Al Galusim B'tzaren Shel Yisrael. Hashem is Bochad, this great cry, and the Galus and the Tzar of the Jewish people. So if somebody cries during his davening, his tefillah is received, and he's Zochad to this Shefa, from this hidden place, that no Malach, no Makatre can go there. And therefore the Mayim HaTachtonim, the Zohar to go back on the Mizbeach, because they come from such a high place, they also want to be before the King. Anan Bidin L'mehavei Kami Malka, we also want to be in front of the King. It's like when we cry, we go back to that hidden place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol is crying. The water also goes back to where it started when it cries, and it goes back to its hidden place. And we also want to be Kami Malkus, is the Mayim HaTachtonim. So we pour it on the Mizbeach. Similarly, we find in Sefer Melah Omer, who explains the Baal HaTurim, who brings in our parasha two psukim, similar psukim. Amayim Asher Me'al HaRakia, the Merkava of Yecheskel, it says, Vahi Kol Me'al HaRakia. the water above the sky, that's in this week's parasha. And then in the chariot of Ezekiel, the pasuk says, chapter 1, verse 25, he called me al rakia, and there was a sound above the rakia. In other words, the Baal HaMasorah didn't understand. Why did it say the Maim HaTachtonim HaGashmim first, and then the Maim HaYonim? And that's what he's coming to answer when he brings the pasuk, he called, there was sound me'al harakia. In other words, there is a kol b'ram nishma, there's a great sound of a person who davens mitoch b'chia, he davens with tears. So his tears are able to break through the heavens and are heard in the heavens together with the kol b'chia of the Maim HaTachtonim. The Maim HaTachtonim want to be anem b'inan lahavei kamei malka, we want to be before the king. And through this is created a process that's called Halas Mayin Nukvin V'Yiridas Mayin Tchurin, the elevation of the female waters and the descent of the male waters, which is the process of bringing Shefa, bringing bounty down to the world. In other words, the Bechia, the Zaka, is Ma'ir Rachamim Rabim, arouses great mercy above in all the Olamas and all in our physical world. And through this, Shefa Rav comes down to this world of Gashmias, the B'ni Chayiv Mizoni V'Rviche, Lanu L'Kol Yisrael. Amen. So that's the Vahikol Me'al Arakia. That, you know why Mayim Hashem Me'al Arakia? It comes second, and the physical waters come first. Because Vahikol Me'al Arakia. Because when we cry, we are able to go to that high world and bring down all the Shefa. Bring down all the bounty. Amazing. In the first pasuk, we all know Bereishis Bara Elokim. It's a Shemayim Beis Haaretz. Bereishis is a composite of two words: Bayis Rosh, Beis Yotaf, Reish Aleph Shin. Bayis Rosh, and this is telling us She Rosh V'Rishon Kedei Shadim Yilman Torah B'Tara Tzarich Ulisa Isha V'Livnas Es Beis V'Bayis Nemu B'Yisrael. The first thing is a bias. You want to learn Torah B'Tara, you have to build your home with a kosher Jewish woman. Like it says in Masechet Gittin, I'm Rabbi Yesi, Yimayelo Korsi Lishti Isha Lishti Beisi. I never call my wife my house. Bias Rosh. That you have to, first and foremost, get a wife. It says Masechet Gedushin, Yom HaTorah V'Achach Yisa Isha, Yisa Shachi Yom HaTorah, what should you do for? She get married and then learn and then get married. Allah has no say isha bachri yom Torah. No, first you got to get married and then learn, because you learn the tahara. Yechon, it says rechayim b'tzar v'yasek b'tayra. What, you're going to have this rechayim, this mill at your neck, and you're going to be osek in Torah. So he said, how can you be learning Torah if you have the mortgage to pay, and you have the electricity bill, and you have tuitions? So Rabbi Hiram Hashmuel says, first you get married, you have to learn Torah B'Tara, because the first mitzvah in the Torah is Mrs. Pir Verivia, having children, and also you learn Torah Kedosha B'Tahara. Okay, there's a lot more I'm voracious, a lot more Ramazan and Bereishis, but we are going to conclude here and give ourselves a bracha. We should be zecha to continue. Simcha b'tuv lev of Meirov Kol, and we thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.